إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وبعد. As we all know, we the Muslims, walillahi alhamd, and as we believe, as a part of our belief in the aqeedah of the Salaf, and our belief in divine decree, al-qada'u wal-qadr, that everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, that when He created the pen, until the day of resurrection, it is written in Lawh Mahfuz that everything from when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen, the qalam, until the day of resurrection, it is written in Lawh Mahfuz, because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when Allah first created the pen, He said, "Uktub." قال ربي وماذا أكتب؟ قال أكتب ما هو كائن. فجرى في تلك الساعة بما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. That Allah تبارك وتعالى, He said to the pen, write. So the pen said, O my Lord, what should I write? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the pen, write what is to be. So at that moment, it began to write what would occur to every created thing until the day of resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And no moving creature is there on earth except that its provisions, except that its sustenance is due from Allah. Meaning the sustenance, the provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us, for you and I, it has already been decreed and it is Allah who's going to take care of it. And He knows its dwelling place and its deposit. All of it is in a clear book. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says, أخبر تعالى أنه متكفل بأرزاق المخلوقات من سائر دواب الأرض صغيرها وكبيرها بحريها وبريها وأنه يعلم مستقرها ومستودعها أي يعلم أين منتهى سيرها في الأرض وأين تأوي إليه من وكرها وَهُوَ مُسْتَوْدَعِهَا. Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that Allah, the exalted, the magnificent, He is the one who is responsible. He is the one who takes care of the provisions of the creation. All of the things that walk on the earth, even the things that fly in the air, the things that are in the seas and the oceans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for the rizq, for the provisions, and the sustenance of all of those things. وعن عبد الله يعني ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق قال إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يبعث الله ملكا فيؤمر بأربع كلمات ويقال له اكتب عمله ورزقه وأجله وشقي أو سعيد. ابن مسعود, that is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the way that each of you are created is that he is gathered in the wombs of his mother. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we should keep in mind that he is as-sadiq and he is al-masduq. As-sadiq al-masduq. He is the one who is extremely truthful, never had lied. He never lied. And he is the one who should be believed in everything that he says. That indeed one of you is gathered together in the wombs of your mother for 40 days, and then for a similar length as a blood clot, and then a similar length as a lump of flesh, and then an angel is sent, meaning to the mother's womb, to breathe, meaning by Allah's permission, the ruh, the spirit, the soul into him, and that angel is charged with writing down four things by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. He's commanded to write down the provisions, the sustenance, the lifespan, the actions, and whether the person is going to be shaqi or sa'id, whether the person is going to be wretched, sad, or going to be gleeful, going to be happy. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, فَرِّغْ خَاطِرَكَ لِلْهَمِّ بِمَا أُمِرْتَ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْغَلْهُ بِمَا ضُمِنَ لَكَ فَإِنَّ الرِّزْقَ وَالْأَجَلْ قَرِينَانِ مَضْمُونَانِ فَإِنَّ الرِّزْقَ وَالْأَجَلْ قَرِينَانِ مَضْمُونَانِ فما دام الأجل باقيا كان الرزق آتيا وإذا سد عليك بحكمته طريقا من طرقه فتح لك برحمته طريقا أنفع لك منه. شيخ الإسلام الثاني, that is the second شيخ الإسلام after his teacher Ibn Taymiyyah رحمهم الله, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, concern yourself with that which you are commanded with. Concern yourself. Empty everything out of your thoughts and out of your minds, and only concern yourself with the things that you are commanded. Only concern yourself with the things that you are commanded with. Take care of those things that you've been commanded with, and don't become preoccupied with the things that were already guaranteed for you to receive. Don't become preoccupied with the things that Allah already guaranteed for you to receive. Your sustenance and your lifespan are two guaranteed partners. For as long as your lifespan exists, your sustenance will come. And if Allah, by His wisdom, blocked the path to some paths, He will definitely, by His mercy, open up another path for you that is more beneficial for you than the previous one. فَتَأَمَّلْ حَالَ الْجَنِينَ يأتيه غذاؤه وهو الدم من طريق واحدة وهو السرة فلما خرج من بطن الأم وانقطعت تلك الطريق فتح له طريقين اثنين وأجرى له فيهما رزقا أطيب وألذ من الأول لبنا خالصا سائغا. Ibn Qayyim, he continues, so consider the state of the fetus, its nourishment, which is blood, meaning when the fetus is in the womb of the woman, the nourishment, the path for nourishment, for provision, for sustenance is the blood. And it comes from one path, which happens to be the navel. And when it comes out of its mother's womb, and this path is cut off, then two other paths are open for it. Meaning Allah gives it two other paths other than the first path, which was by the navel with the blood to give it its nourishment and its sustenance. The two paths that come after that, after the baby comes out of the womb of the woman, and we know those two paths, they are the breasts, which are more fluid, more sweeter, more delectable, more delicious than the first path. فَإِذَا تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ الرَّضَاعَ وَانْقَطَعَتِ الطَّرِيقَانِ بِالْفِطَامِ فُتِحَ طُرُقًا أَرْبَعَ أَكْمَلَ مِنْهَا طَعَامَانِ وَشَرَابَانِ فَالطَّعَامَانِ مِنَ الْحَيَوَانِ وَالنَّبَاتِ وَالشَّرْبَانِ مِنَ الْمِيَاهِ وَالْأَلْبَانِ وَمَا يُضَافُ إِلَيْهِمَا مِنَ الْمَنَافِعِ وَالْمَلَاذِ. So when the period of breastfeeding has completed, and those two paths are discontinued by way of weaning, Allah opens four more paths, more perfect than that. Two paths of food and two paths of drink. The two for food are from the animals and the plants. And the two drinks are from the milk and the water, as well as those things that are beneficial and delicious that are related to those things. فَإِذَا مَاتَ انْقَطَعَتْ عَنْهُ هَذِهِ الطُّرُقُ الْأَرْبَعُ لَكِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فَتَحَ لَهُ إِنْ كَانَ سَعِيدًا طُرُقًا ثَمَانِيَةً وَهِيَ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ. So when he dies, these four paths are cut off. But Allah, if the person was Sa'id, as is mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, if he was happy, eight paths are opened up for him. And they are the eight doors of paradise that he will be able to enter into any one of them that he wants. فَهَاكَذَا الرَّبُّ سُبْحَانَهُ لا يمنع عبده المؤمن شيئا من الدنيا إلا ويؤتيه أفضل منه وليس ذلك لغير المؤمن فإنه يمنعه الحظ الأدنى الخسيس ولا يرضى له به ليعتيه الحظ الأعلى النفيس والعبد لجهله بمصالح نفسه وجهله بكرم ربه وحكمته ولطفه لا يعرف التفاوت بينهما منع منه وبين ما دخر له. Ibn Qayyim, he says, so thus we see that whenever Allah prevents his believing servant from something during this worldly life, he will bestow upon him something which is better and more useful to him. And this is only granted to the believer. Allah safeguards, Allah protects, Allah preserves his slave from miserable and shameful wealth, and is not pleased when such wealth comes to him, because he gives him a better and more valuable one. The slave does not always recognize the generosity of Allah, his wisdom and his kindness, nor does he always know the significant differences between what was prohibited, that which he was prohibited from, that which he was restricted from, and from what is stored up and hidden for him from his view. بَلْ هُوَ مُولَعٌ بِحُبِّ الْعَاجِلِ وَإِنْ كَانَ دَنِيئًا وَبِقِلَّةِ الرَّغْبَةِ فِي الْآجِلِ وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلِيًّا ولو أنصف العبد ربه وأنى له بذلك لعلم أن فضله عليه فيما منعه من الدنيا ولذاتها ونعيمها وأعظم من فضله عليه فيما آتاه من ذلك فما منعه إلا ليعطيه ولا ابتلاه إلا ليعافيه ولا امتنحه إلا ليصافيه ولا أماته إلا ليحييه ولا أخرجه إلى هذه الدار إلا ليتأهب منه إلا ليتأهب منها للقدوم عليه وليسلك الطريق الموصلة إليه. But unfortunately, he is passionately in love with the affairs pertaining to this life, the life of this world, even if they are despicable. And at the same time, he has very little desire for the affairs of the next life, even though they are lofty and sublime. So if the servant would only just be more just and fair when dealing with Allah, he would have known that the sweet, delectable enjoyments of this world that Allah has prevented from him are better for him than those things which Allah may have granted him from these pleasures. Allah prevented him from some of them in order to bestow upon him something that is better. He, the Most High, may have allowed him to be afflicted in order to protect him, tested him in order to pardon him for some sins, caused him to die to bring him back to life, caused him to exit from this earthly plane for no other reason except to make him stand in front of him, causing him to follow the path that leads him to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ما بعد، عن حذيفة ابن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدعا الناس فقال: هلموا إلي. فأقبلوا إليه فجلسوا، فقال: هذا رسول رب العالمين جبريل، نفث في روعي إنه لا تموت نفس حتى تستكمل رزقها وإن أبطأ عليها، فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب، ولا يحملنكم استبطاء الرزق أن تأخذوه بمعصية الله، فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and then he called the people and he said, come to me, hurry to me. So they stood up and they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they sat in front of him. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this messenger, the messenger of the Lord of the worlds, Jibreel, he has blown into my rawah, meaning he has revealed to me from Allah, meaning he has come down right now with some divine revelation. And he has said, there is no soul that dies until it receives its provisions, its sustenance, even if it is slowed up, even if the provisions are delayed for some time. So fear Allah. So seek your sustenance upon the best path, in the best manner, and do not be pushed. Do not be driven because of the slowness of your money coming, The slowness of your provisions coming, the slowness of your sustenance coming down from Allah. Don't be pushed. Don't be moved to get your money coming in by disobedience to Allah. Don't be pushed by the slowness of your money coming, your sustenance, your provisions coming to you by being disobedient to Allah. For what Allah has for you cannot be gained except by obeying Him. So what would make us gamble? What would make us play the lottery? Except that we don't understand that every single thing that we're supposed to get, every grain of rice, every kernel of corn, every drop of water, every single thing that we're to put on our backs is already written. You're going to get it. Every single penny, nickel, dime, quarter, half dollar, and dollar, it's already been guaranteed along with your lifespan. As long as your lifespan is baqi, it exists, it remains, then your risk, your provisions is coming right after it. The only time it stops is when you're dead. So what would make us get a lottery ticket? What would make us do the lotto? What would make us do the Powerball? Singing and music, selling DVDs, CDs with music, being a rap artist. What would make us produce music and singing and dancing, whether on the performance side or the production side? You find a toenail or a tack in your meal at the restaurant, Red Lobster, Chick-fil-A, and then you go to the lawyer, and the lawyer tells you, just go to a psychiatrist and tell him, you know, you're really traumatized. So you pump it up a little bit, and you lie to get some more money. What would make us do that? Except that we don't understand that our risk has already been determined for us, and that we have to seek it from the best path and the best manner. And how can we talk about the foreign brothers that come from the foreign lands and set up their shops, their bodegas, their corner stores? How can we talk about them selling alcohol and having gambling slot machines or the like and having pornographic material when at the same time we go down to the welfare board and we lie saying we don't know where our husband is? I don't know where he is, so you can get some extra money, so you can get some more food stamps. And how can you talk about the brother who sells the drugs, and you should advise him, when you're claiming children on your income tax that are not even your children? You go to the sister and say, I'll give you $500, I'll give you $1,000 if you put this child on there, on my income tax. Our risk has already been determined. We should look for the means by way of that which is lawful. You blast the sister for not being properly covered. And you yourself are a beautician that's putting weave in somebody's head. You earning your risk from the haram. And you have the nerve, and you should tell your sister to dress properly. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو فر أحدكم من رزقه أدركه كما يدركه الموت. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if any one of you were to run away from his provisions, if any one of you were to flee from his sustenance, it would catch up with him just like death is going to catch up with him. It's going to catch up with him because it's already written with your lifespan. There's no need. We know that a fast nickel is better than a slow dime, but it should be halal. It should be halal because through that, We gain the nearness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has inspired His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to one day, when sitting with his companions, to recite the ayah, Al-haakum al-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir, the mutual competing for piling up the things that divert you. So this companion, he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُ بُنُ آدَمْ مَالِي مَالِي وَهَلْ لَكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ أَوْ أَكَلْتَ فَأَثْنَيْتَ. He says, the son of Adam says, my wealth, my money, but there is something for you for your wealth. Or is there something for you from your wealth besides what you give in charity that remains? Is there anything for you besides what you spend on your family after you give your charity? Is there anything from which you eat except that it will perish? Is there anything from your clothes except that it will be worn out? Whatever we're going to get, we're going to get. There's no need when Allah, from some wisdom, holds back your rizq, when He holds back your provisions, there's no need to sell blunts. There's no need to stand on the corner on another side of Philly when no one can see you out with your kappa homies and shoot some dice to get some extra money because your baby needs Pampers. Everything has been written. Everything has been determined. Your risk is already determined for you. If you're eating a sandwich and the French fry inadvertently, without your knowledge, falls to the ground and you don't see it, and a bird comes or a mouse, wallahu musta'an, picks it up, then it was not decreed for you. Those 16 French fries, one of them goes to someone else that Allah provided for, and the other 15 go in your belly, and there could have never been a 16th French fry. Your risk has already been written. Your sustenance, your provisions have already been determined. There is no need to go to the fast money with the haram, because the fast money will take you to hell. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وأقم الصلاة